This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Final hour. Fist pump with us, Chris Sims. There you go. You know Jersey Shore, baby.
Yeah, he does.
Sean, RJ, and Bobby here. Chris is getting
it. He's a Jersey guy.
Oh, that's right. He is a Jersey guy. He knows Jersey Shore. Trevor Sikkema is like, what the hell did I just get into? As we are your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Final hour of the week, live from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And sitting down with us right now is Bobby Belts, appointed next football analyst media star.
Wow.
Did you know that you labeled that?
I did not know that. That's big praise, high praise. I appreciate it. It means a lot. By the way, the Jersey Shore theme is a good one because the Airbnb that we're staying at has a television where they've got like, you know, it's not cable. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, it plays a bunch of channels. One of the channels is just Jersey Shore, no matter what. Starting from season one, episode one, running all the way through.
Oh, and a marathon, baby.
And this week, the TV channel has not changed. Anytime that TV has been on, it has been straight Jersey Shore.
So
this is a funny little small world.
The early Jersey Shore seasons are all-time great. Are you married?
Engaged. Engaged. Soon to be.
You are a reality TV guy because you just referenced that, and you said you live in North Carolina.
I do.
My wife wants to go to South Carolina for the Southern Charm, like to go see all the spots. Mm. And Trevor goes, the TV show? Bam! Bravo Liberty! Got him! Can't hide from it. Does your fiance watch Bravo?
We have watched Bravo in the house before. Yes, yes.
Be honest here.
Yes.
Do you know what Vanderpump Rules is?
I do know what Vanderpump Rules is.
Do you know what Top Chef is?
I do know what Top Chef is.
Can you name three housewives of any of the series?
No.
Okay.
I can't.
That's the line.
That's the Mendoza line of reality television. I cannot name any of the characters.
Those were the best. Like those of all the reality shows, I do think the housewives were the best. They were my favorite, at least.
All right, so you work at PFF?
I do.
And you're doing NFL Network television here and there as
Every now and then, when they like to have me.
You think he's got the hair for it?
It's got wonderful hair.
Look on the fan cam.
Look at that hair.
That's a quaff, would you call it?
That is a quaff.
That's
fantastic.
That's threatening Pelicero right there. That hair is going
to
be
next to Pelicero. I don't match up right now. I've got a long way to go.
Do you look down at him?
No. I could never.
Or from height, you have.
Could never.
So how do you come at the draft from a PFF standpoint? Like,
and why does Bobby hate you guys so much?
I thought it was the guy 60 seconds ago.
Yes.
He hates it?
No.
Only when you're on NFL Network.
Trevor's the guy. John Owning's the guy. Like there's all the guys.
I love John. Yeah, John's
PFF great. Has its place. We've talked about this. PFF has its place. It's when anybody tries to replace with PFF the actual just anything else that's going on the field. Well, PFF said this, so that trumps whatever it is. That's where, and I don't think PFF, maybe some people have wanted to do that over time. I don't think generally most of the people I know at PFF at this point don't have that thought of like, this replaces, this is the trump card, is we've got the grade here.
And so this is a great way to actually answer your question, because what we do at PFF is we gather so much data, we organize so much data, and then we use that to supplement, at least I certainly do for the NFL draft, what I am seeing. So a lot of times, certainly, we can have things like pass rush win rate and true pass sets and how often you're giving up a sack in certain situation. And the beauty of PFF is that we can contextualize a lot of things where it's like, okay, well, how many times did this quarterback get sacked in this offense? And it's like, all right, well, he got sacked 18 times over the last 4 weeks. So it's like, all right, let's contextualize that a little bit more. Were they unblocked pressures? Were they from RPOs? Was there play action involved? Was it, how high is the pressure to sack ratio? All these kinds of things. And so that only not only helps us sort of analyze the game a little bit better, but it also helps me as a draft analyst sort of contextualize these guys, where, you know, a project that I'm working on that I'm really hoping that we get that gets some legs here over the next couple of months and even the next couple of years at PFF is even like looking at edge rushers. All right, well, we categorize these edge rushers, and I like the fact that we're using edge rushers instead of just calling them defensive ends. Yeah. Now that has been a progression, but I want to go even deeper than that. Go, what kind of edge rushers are they, right? Because there's different types of players. There's 3-4 types of edge rushers. There's 4-3 types of edge rushers. How do you exactly win? Because the rankings of stacking up some of those guys are different. For example, like the Dallas Cowboys, right? They're probably going to want, if they're going to get an edge rusher, I guess depending on how they want to use Micah, like they could have more of a heavy-handed defensive end or a stand-up outside linebacker. It kind of depends exactly what they want to do there when it comes to the interior defensive lineman. Not all interior defensive tackles are ranked the same. You have nose tackles. You have two-gap stuffing nose tackles. You have 3-technique penetrating defensive tackles. And so getting back to your answer, having all that data is such a great tool to help us contextualize exactly what we are seeing and how these prospects actually rank up against the guys who win in similar ways to help build these teams as best we can.
How do you know, or how do you account for when you're doing your film breakdowns, your grades and all that stuff, you don't know what the assignment is on that play?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you account for that?
Look, and we talk about this all the time. Our process is not perfect, right? The defensive coordinators, it's their job to confuse these offensive coordinators that are the best in the world at what they do. So if they're able to confuse them, of course they're going to be able to confuse us. So we don't think that our system is 100% perfect, but we do think that we have a great understanding of it. We're always trying to get better. We have coaches in the building every single offseason helping work through our product to make sure that it's better, make sure that those grades are better. But when it comes to the grades, the specific question that you asked there, a lot of what I do as a draft guy, because I'm not a data collector. Mm-hmm. I'm not a grader specifically. I'm building out our draft guide. So I'm watching these guys myself. So I'm not necessarily assigning them grades. What I'm doing, though, is I'm looking at the play as a whole. I'm trying to analyze what I think their job was on this certain play, whether or not they did it well, and whether or not that's really a major impactful play for them with their scouting report showcasing ability or weaknesses one way or the other. So it's one of those things where you never exactly know, but if you watch enough about a player, even though you'll have a handful of those confusing plays where, okay, I'm not exactly sure what his job was here, I don't know if this was exactly his fault, if you watch enough, you get a better understanding of sort of what they do athletically in their production when it comes to a whole.
Trevor Sikkema, PFF, NFL Network, here on 105 Through the Fan. Give us two or three guys that you think you're higher on that versus others, and two or three on the opposite end.
Oh, okay. So the ones that kind of come to my mind immediately when I think of guys who I'm a little bit higher on, Omar Norman-Lott is one of them. He's a defensive tackle from Tennessee. He's sort of this sawed-off short arm.
There you go.
First step explosive kind of a dude. He constantly wins with leverage. The overall volume stats for him when it comes to tackles for loss and sacks isn't there, but you kind of have to understand context a little bit more of, you look at the total snaps he's played, and it's much further down the line from his peers. And so he's not just going to have those volume stats. So you go, okay, well, why didn't he play a lot of stats? It's not because the dude can't ball.
It's
because Tennessee does this, like, hockey substitution where they just rotate in 4 fresh guys every single time. And so when he was on the field, the percentages of how much he was making an impact in the backfield versus how often he was on the field, very high. So I like Omar Norman-Lott. He even tested pretty well in the drills that he was able to do that we saw yesterday. Demetrius Knight, the linebacker from South Carolina, is a guy that I'm super high on. Played at Georgia Tech for 4 years, but really didn't play a lot. Played basically just special teams in a reserve role. When the coach, Jeff Collins, left, he transferred over to Charlotte, and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to see what I got here. He ended up being an all-conference selection, gets another year of eligibility, is able to go to South Carolina, and was part of one of the best defenses in college football this past year, and was one of the best players. I mean, he has the build of a prototypical NFL linebacker, which is feels like it's actually kind of becoming more of a rarity as the game gets faster. I feel like linebacker and tight end are the two positions that are sacrificing size the most to get a little bit faster on the field. But Demetrius Knight, he brings you that explosiveness, that quickness. He loves that physicality about him. And I love his story, too. He's married. He's got a kid. He was a DoorDash driver just to sort of make ends meet while he was in college. Wow. He was telling Cole Kubelik on his radio show down south. He was like, yeah, I drive DoorDash after games sometimes when he was at Georgia Tech, just to obviously like provide for his family and do what he needed to do there. So he's a great dude. Love that. And then the other player that I'll shout out, Trey Amos, the cornerback from Ole Miss. This is somebody who has a super high forced incompletion percentage, really long arms. I think he could play man coverage pretty damn well, but also this year he evolved a lot better when it came to those off coverage, zone coverage instincts. Now I think he's pretty scheme versatile. And in a cornerback class that's got Travis Hunter, Jahdae Barron, Will Johnson, those guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
As the very top, Trey Amos is my next guy, and I really do think that he's not getting enough love for how good of a football player he is. So those are the three guys that I would say I'm probably the highest on. I think I'm lower on Tyler Booker is one, the interior offensive lineman from Alabama. I like Tyler Booker. I think he's a good player. But there are some people who have him ranked, you know, in the teens or in the 20s on their big boards, and I have him more like in the 40s. I think he's a really good man and gap scheme blocking interior offensive lineman, a powerful dude. If you want to run a lot of duo concepts, if you want to run a lot between the tackles, here's your guy. But if you're asking him to get out on the hoof and run zone blocking concepts, he's not really your guy for it. So I think he's a little bit scheme dependent, so I'm a little bit lower on him. I would say Jalen Walker, the edge rusher from Georgia, I'm a little bit lower on, just because not really built like an edge rusher, and yet people tell me, oh, no, edge rusher is where he's going to play at the NFL. That's where he gets his best reps. And I would agree, his best reps come when he is rushing the passer, but he's not really built like one. And so when you go up against the best offensive tackles in the world, you really got to hone your craft and be a good pass rusher, have a good pass rush plan. He doesn't really have that right now. So I like the football player. I like the mental makeup. I'm just lower on him for that reason. So those are two guys that I think immediately come to my mind when I think players who I'm a little bit lower on than others.
We're talking to Trevor Sikkema from PFF here on 105.3 The Fan. We were just talking before we got on here about Tet McMillan, the receiver from Arizona, who that's my top receiver. You said it was your top receiver. Feels like every draft process we have a guy who's talked about as like, That's one of the five best talents, one of the five best guys early on. Kyle Hamilton sticks out to me. And then throughout the process, they start all of a sudden, it's like, why are people all of a sudden pushing this guy down into the teens? Mm-hmm. And that feels like it's happening to McMillan in a lot of these projections where mm-hmm. he passes right by Dallas into the teens after it was like, he may not get past the Patriots four. Why do you think McMillan, the conversation is shifting around him when everybody universally is talking about him as that's one of the three to five best players?
I really don't know. I mean, perhaps there are those in the NFL that don't believe that he can continue to improve as a route runner. And if that's the case, you look at him, and one of the PFF data points that we have is just separation percentile percentage. And obviously with him being a taller, bigger wide receiver, that's naturally a little bit lower. So you have a guy who is a great contested catch player. He's really strong at the catch point, whether it's, you know, on short catches, slants, dig routes over the middle, but also those deep passes as well. He's really good in those contested 50-50 ball situations. But if you don't want to live in that world, if you want a wide receiver who separates a little bit better, maybe that's just what the NFL is getting on him with. Maybe they just don't really trust his speed either, which is kind of a bummer that he's not working out here at the combine. We've got to wait until his pro day to see that. I was really hoping that he was going to sort of shut some people up and be able to run a pretty good time here for his size. But it's hard to not look at him and think, when you think of pro comps, guys like Drake London, guys like Mike Evans, guys like AJ Green, right? And obviously those are extremely productive players and their landing spots meant a lot there, but he brings the same type of ability and ceiling. So it's just hard for me to not watch Ted McMillan and get super excited about him. So I don't know why it feels like the NFL is a little bit split on what he could be.
Who have you mocked or thought about the Cowboys taking at 12?
Obviously, Jeanty is the one that a lot of people go to. If Jeanty's on the board at 12, I mean, this was a rushing attack that has to get so much more dynamic. He's one of the best that we've seen over the last couple of years. And so I could definitely understand them being interested in him at 12. I don't even think it's a guarantee he's at 12. You know, I think that there's some Cowboys fans where when I mocked Ashton Jeanty there, they go, no, don't give us a running back at 12. We need either the pass rusher, an interior defensive lineman. We need something like that. We don't want a running back. We can get one later in the draft. I might say to those people, hey, that problem might be solved for you. Like, he might go 6 to the Raiders. You know, like, he might go even in the top 10, the top 8. So he's somebody that I've mocked to them. But you look at some interior defensive linemen as well, an area that I think got better as the season went on, but certainly out the gate, they were really struggling in run defense as a team. So you look at guys like Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss, Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, these guys that are good run stuffers that will also give you a little bit of extra juice and potential in the passing game. I wonder if Mason Graham falls to them at 12 because he measured in, the arm length is below 15th percentile. The weight that he showed up at the combine was about 24 pounds lighter than what Michigan had him listed as. So, you know, when you're watching Mason Graham's tape and you go, all right, this dude's kind of twitched up and he's got a little bit of pass rush potential to him along with being a great run stuffer, you go, him doing that at 320, it's great. But him doing it like 295, if he really was playing like at 295, that's just a different story. Now you're not giving him as much credit for being as big as he was, as strong as he was on tape. The tape is king, obviously, but the NFL loves to talk about these measurables. I wonder if there's a chance that maybe he gets there at that spot. The other guy that I will throw in there as of late when it comes to number 12 is Jihad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama, because I think they've got a need there at the second level, right? Eric Kendricks is an undrafted free agent. DeMarvian Overshown obviously was great for them, but major knee injury that he's kind of coming back from, or that he's going to have to work back from. I like Maris Liafau. He's my guy out of Notre Dame, so I like him as a depth linebacker, but I still think you need that commander in the middle, that LB1 type of player. And Campbell showed in his athletic testing yesterday at the combine that you could pair that with his tape and you could see that all over. So I think he's a versatile guy that they'll absolutely love.
The delivery matches the hair.
Yeah, it does.
Follow him. Tampa Bay Trey, the new up-and-coming star, NFL Network, PFF, Trevor Sikkema here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much, man. That was impressive.
I appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
All right. We have Crosstalk with the KMC match. Well, actually, there's no point in teasing anything. Yesterday, things got wild at this time.
Yeah.
It's the final hour from the Combine in Indianapolis. We keep it going right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.